that.
Let's get to our next guest. Jared Schofield, of course, is a Port Adelaide assistant coach. And whilst they didn't take the points, there's still plenty that Port can take out of their opening JLT series match against the Crows to find out what those things are. Jared joins us. Welcome to the show, Scoey.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, big thing.
Scoey.
Very well, thank you. What were some of the things that you sat back after the game and said, yeah, I didn't mind the look of that?
Yeah, look, obviously it's been well documented. New coaches, new players, and some adjustments to our game plan. And we felt that, as I said, there were some positives that we took away with some of our ball movement and our method behind that. But we definitely know that there's some growth in that area as well. And, defensively, I thought we definitely show what we've been working on over the pre-season. So, yeah, look, there's a lot to take from all areas of our game, our contest as well. But we know that we need to obviously keep improving. But it was a good first up start against, obviously, a quality opposition in Adelaide.
Yeah, they were plus 11 for inside 50s. I thought when you guys did go inside 50, you were very efficient, Scoey.
Yeah, that's right. And that's when I talk about offense, we've changed sort of, the way that we want to try and move the ball. We want to allow the boys to play with a bit more freedom and, 40 inside 50s, kicked 19 points or 89 points, it was pleasing. Whereas, probably last 12 months or so, we haven't been as efficient with our scoring. So that was one positive to take away.
The willingness of the team to move the ball quicker, they call this the speed of ball movement. We hear it all the time, playing on more. You're happy with the signs of that and the intent by the players for that, Scoey?
Yeah, we are. But obviously, we've got to be controlled in the manner that we go about it as well. We probably felt at times, that we could have been a little bit more composed. But definitely what we've been working on the pre-season about sort of speeding up the ball and allowing the boys to sort of play with freedom, it was definitely showing on the weekend. It was definitely showing in our under-23s game as well the previous week. So we'll keep building on that and we get another opportunity this week to do that.
Second and third quarter, I thought Adelaide at different stages controlled the tempo of the game. I think they had 31 marks in the second quarter and your forwards just lost their position. They got up the ground and then the defenders were under the pump and they just kicked back to Adelaide all the time. That's something, I guess, that was a bit of a problem last year and you just fell into that trap again of doing it again on the weekend.
Yeah, look, it probably comes back to a bit of the outnumbering at the contest. We sometimes would kick back to their numbers, especially when we talk about our ball movement, just that composure to use the numbers. We probably didn't use it as well as what we would like and we gave it back to them and we're playing a bit of transition football there. In the quarters two and three, and definitely an area that we looked at that we must improve in. So the outnumbering, just probably our method behind it needs a little bit of improvement there.
The kids were good. Gee, we liked Butters.
Yeah, he's exciting, isn't he? Young little fellow, weighs about 73 kilos.
Yeah,
look, he's hard at it. He's got great creativity. He just plays on instinct. I think he's got eyes in the back of his head. Some of the balls he's able to pull across his body and then find players and. He's one of those players that we want to allow to play on instinct and play with our freedom because he just opens up other avenues for other players within the side. And, to have 25 possessions in your first sort of probably official game as an AFL footballer was a great start for him.
It's going to be a big debate with your ruck, how you do it. I thought when Paddy Ryder was in that centre square in that last quarter and gave your first lick at it, crikey, he's going to be all right, isn't he, Paddy? And just on that, how is his ankle?
Yeah, look, Paddy and Scotty are obviously building their relationship over the pre-season. And, we're fortunate enough to have both of them because they're two different types of ruckman. And as a midfield unit, we've got to make sure we capitalise on both ruckman there and what looks we get at that, especially at centre bounce. But definitely, Paddy was instrumental in that last quarter. But in terms of his ankle, look, it was a bit of a mild sprain. But to believe he's pulled up well. From our assessment today, and hopefully he'll be in line for selection this week.
How was the box when he went down? I think everyone at the ground held their breath. Yeah. How did you go?
Yeah, I was sitting one coach away from Kenny. I didn't want to look to the left, but he was. There was a gasp. Yes, there was. But we got confirmation pretty early that it was nothing major. But when you're the Premier Ruckman and the season that he had, probably with injury, the last thing you want is to see him obviously start the season. Limping in because he's had a fantastic pre-season and we're looking forward to him having hopefully a big year.
Tell us about the centre bounce, the 6-6-6. Broly made a mention of it before, how kicked three goals in pretty much out of three or four centre square clearances. Do you see that as being something that you guys can can really maximise, because you've got Paddy Ryder, who's probably the number one tap ruckman in the competition, or one of, and Robbie Gray, who's as clever as anyone, and very, very, big weapon for you if you can get that right.
Yeah, that's right. But if you get it right, you're going to score. That's the way I've seen it. That's the way that we practice this pre-season. But in our first two games, our under 23 game and our JLT on the weekend, is that, yeah, if you get your body work right and you get that connection with the ruckman, you're a fair chance of scoring. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to, I think, kick 5 goals on the weekend from centre bounce, and 3 of those in the last quarter. But I think it's also exciting for the competition to see, you know, the greats of the game be able to showcase, you know, a lot of time and space in around the contest there. It's going to be exciting this year.
Good work. Kangaroo Saturday at Alberton. They'll be live and local on 5AA. Charlie Dixon, where's he at? And the other one is Hammer Hart. Is he any chance this week?
On Charlie, he's progressing well. He's running on the land now. He's off the Ultra G and doing some running, and he's slowly building his conditioning and conditioning in the ankle, and obviously just general conditioning. So he's tracking well. And Hammer, look, I saw him training this morning doing some run-throughs, and yeah, we're hopefully that he might be right, but at the same time, there'll be a no-risk policy with him. He's going to be an instrumental part to our play this year, and we want to make sure, after having 12 months off, he's right to go. So I dare say he'll put his hand up, but it's whether we take the punt and select him.
Got him all in office furniture. Text just hit here from Joan. Matty Broadbent, where's he at?
Had a mild little injury on from last week in the 23s game, and okay. Ran this morning. Once again, it's more load management for him as well. He ran this morning, and I dare say he'll be putting his hand up for selection.
All the best, Scoey. Thanks for your time.
No, thanks, guys. Cheers.
There we go. Jared Schofield, assistant coach, going to be a big acquisition, I think, for Port Adelaide this year. Comes hugely regarded after huge success in WA.